WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The late writer Mary McCarthy's best-known works include The Group, The Company She Keeps, and Memories of a Catholic Girlhood. In the introduction to a new biography of McCarthy, author Carol Brightman says McCarthy's work is unimaginable without her life, which fed it like a furnace of gods. The biography is titled Writing Dangerously. Critic John Leonard has a review.
Carol Brightman's new book on Mary McCarthy is the best literary biography I've read in years. Compounded in equally stylish parts of investigative reporting, cultural history, political savvy, textual criticism, and wicked gossip. Princess among trolls, Mary McCarthy laughed at herself. Dark age luminary and Irish hothead, said Robert Lowell in a poem. Out of her wretched Dickensian childhood, the Vassar years she used in The Group, the left-wing politics of the 1930s, decades in New York and Paris, and years on the road from Venice to Hanoi, four marriages, and many a friendship of the sort she described as a growth hormone the mind requires as it begins its activity of producing and exchanging ideas, the writer invented herself, Mary, the bad girl, a sort of literary Cher. After Memories of a Catholic Girlhood, she confided that she was no longer interested in the quest for the self. You won't find it, but it's possible, in some sense, to make it. She didn't mean making a mask, but you finally begin, in some sense, to make and choose the self you want. For someone who wrote such splendid memoirs and couldn't keep herself out of any of her novels, McCarthy was often less than wholly truthful. Brightman tracks her down in letters, interviews, and chats with her subject up to the day before she died in 1989. While not every one of the more than 100 men she claims to have slept with is named, there are surprises, including shipboard advances made by the horny theologian Paul Tillich and a pass by Igor Stravinsky. More scandalous, perhaps, is the news that Mary's best friend, Hannah Arendt, had an affair with the philosopher Martin Heidegger before and after he joined the Nazi Party. Of Mary's marriages, the one to Edmund Wilson is of most compelling interest to literary groupies. He beat up on her and stashed her in a psychiatric hospital, but also made her write fiction. Her biographer thinks she got so much done in this marriage because, quote, it recapitulated the central drama of her childhood with its attendant themes of enslavement and helplessness. As hard as Brightman is on McCarthy's fiction, there was, she says, a hardening of the emotional artery that connects the wounds we sustain and the wounds we inflict to the brain. She is sky high and persuasive on the memoirs, the theater criticism, and the books on Vietnam and Watergate, those twin adventurisms of a bankrupt culture to which Mary responded with more valor than anybody else in her Partisan Review set. There's a lot on Partisan Review and The Nation and The New Republic and The New Yorker, not to mention the Congress for Cultural Freedom with its CIA front money and what Brightman calls the sweetheart deal that American intellectuals enjoyed with the dark angel of American government for nearly two decades. There's material as well on Lillian Hellman, Simone de Beauvoir, and Immanuel Kant, on Venetian painting, Florentine sculpture, Gothic cathedrals, and the writer's Job-like afflictions, her cardiac episodes, her torn retina, her breast cancer. Writing Dangerously is wonderfully rich, and I'll always think of the heroine at Bard College, where she gave a Russian novel party, and everybody had to come dressed up as their favorite character, and Mary McCarthy was Anna Karenina.
John Leonard is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning.